It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is with us. And LeBron brought some good news with him because we're going to start out by talking all about Mayo Park. 1013 Newell Store Road is the address for Mayo Park, and that's actually the location of the Education and Environment Building. Mayo Park has so much to offer Person and the surrounding counties. If you've never been down to Mayo Park, ladies and gentlemen, you're missing out. They have RV camping hookups. They have cabins available for rent. If you want to camp in the rough in a tent, they have tent sites. They have modern bathroom facilities, playground equipment, nature trails, horseshoe pits, disc golf, a fishing pier, canoes, kayaks, and paddle boards for rent. On top of that, one heck of a friendly staff to greet you there at Mayo Park. LeBron, it doesn't get much better. And for those folks that are thinking about camping anytime this year in 2023, it would be their best interest to book and make reservations ASAP. Wouldn't you agree?
I definitely would agree, Rob, especially now. You know, I've been telling people, warning people. It's not like the old days, Rob. Back in the day, you know, you could come call us on, like, on a Wednesday and get a camping spot for that weekend, especially in the midst of summer. But those days are long gone. So many of the regulars have put in their dates for this upcoming year. And if you're not a regular and want to become a regular, trust me, it behooves you to start getting those dates in to come camping for the upcoming year. Our major holidays are pretty much already gone, like the Memorial weekends, the 4th of July. I think I may have some days open for Labor Day. But other than that, just come see us or give us a call. Look at your calendar. Get with your family. I had, three different people call me yesterday, Rob. And, I want something for March, and I think somebody got something for June. And they're looking at all they tell me to get back with me for August. Trust me when I say start getting your dates in if you're looking to camping. The cabins are not too bad. The cabins are pretty much open, but I'm specifically speaking on the RV spots. I talked to a lady the other night at a basketball game, Huck Sansbury. She was saying how she got a camper and then just has never camped at Mayo. And I told her, if you get a chance, just ride out there. And I showed her what I had open for the dates that she wanted. I said, just ride out this weekend and, take a look at it. So likewise with you or anybody else, just ride out and take a look so you can kind of know what your site will look like. For more information, just give us a call at 597-7806.
Now, LeBron, how many RV sites do you have there at Mayo?
We have a good 25 spots. So we have 28 camp spots in the campground for RVs. But I'm saying a good 25, because other ones, they're still left over for tents. So we have a good 25 spots for you to come. Some are bigger than others. Some are smaller than others. So, if you got a 42-foot camper, I can't put you on some of the smaller sites. So we have a lot of new sites. We have 3 or 4 new sites that we revamped last year when we widened the road. That gave us 3 or 4 more new sites that were able to rent out in there, and it was a huge hit after the 4th of July. They stayed once they became revamped, people really liked them. So we have a few new spots, but just come out and look and enjoy. I guarantee you will not be disappointed.
Now, LeBron, there at Mayo Park, as you said, you've got different size RV site areas to help accommodate from a small camper all the way up to a huge 45-footer.
That's correct.
So it's very important whenever you contact them at Mayo Park about renting an RV site, they'll ask you a few questions. They're not being nosy by
That's
no
right.
means.
That's right.
They just need to find out some information to where they can fit you in, a spot that you will not be cramped up in, so to speak.
That's correct.
But as LeBron said, it's a good idea if you rent a spot to go by and lay an eye on it. All of them are supreme, beautiful spots, but just some of them have a little bit more room than others. 336-597-7806. 336-597-7806. is your phone number to Mayo Park. You can also stop by 1013 Neal Store Road. We'll be back with more Playing in Person. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. Playing in Person is geared and driven to keep our listening audience abreast of things to do and things that are going on with the Parks and Rec Department. LeBron Street is here with us. On our last break, we talked about Mayo Park. Now, LeBron, kind of continuing on about Mayo Park, you've pretty much got your 2023 calendar for your bass fishing tournaments sponsored by the Parks and Rec Department at Mayo Park. Schedule, correct?
That is correct, Rob. You know, it's the same as always, same we've been doing the past few years. Excuse me. If you never fished with us in our tournaments, come on, give us a shout. Give us a try. It's very fun. A lot of guys, they really enjoy how we do it. It's competitive, but not too competitive. We just out there just, you know, having fun. All the guys are very respectful. So with that being said, every second Saturday, we will have a fishing tournament starting February through June, besides May. The May tournament will be the first Saturday. But every second Saturday, February through June, we will have our bass tournaments besides the May tournament. We'll be on the first Saturday. So give us a call, get signed up for it. Look out for the banners. The word in the bass community will travel around. So people that's listening, just know every second Saturday, February through June, we will have our bass tournament besides the month of May. The crappy guys, I will have that date set by the end of the week. Try to do it by the end of the day, actually. So we haven't forgot about our crappy guys, Rob. But we already had a bass tournament set, and the crappy guys, we will have our tournament's date set. If you got any questions, just give us a call at 597-7806. Also, some other things we have going on at Mayo. January the 28th, we will be building birdhouses out there. It's a pre-registration for this event, so please give us a call to get signed up for it. Again, we are building birdhouses, so if you got a couple kids you want to bring out, or just you yourselves, if it's really for anyone, come on out, and we're going to be building birdhouse. We have the birdhouse kits with us already, so January the 28th, starting at 11 o'clock. It won't take us long, you know. But the main thing is, let's get signed up for this upcoming event on January the 28th. We will be building birdhouses. It's a program that we are bringing back. We didn't do it last year, but we have done it in the past. So we're going to bring it back this year at Mayo. Again, we are building birdhouses on January the 28th, starting at 11 o'clock. Please give us a call to pre-register to get your name down at 597-7806.
Well, now, LeBron, again, Mayo Park has so much to offer. The education and environmental building is available for rent. It'd be a wonderful place for a wedding reception, a family reunion. The amphitheater, a beautiful scenic setting for the actual wedding itself. Baby showers, the list just goes on and on of the possibilities at Mayo Park. Picnic shelters, they are free to use on a first come, first serve basis. But if you want to reserve a picnic shelter for a certain day and time, it's a $25 fee to reserve it. And the staff at Mayo Park will put up signage saying this picnic shelter is reserved for today at such and such a time, and nobody else will be allowed to set up there. So, again, you can take advantage of the picnic shelters being free of charge to use. But if you want to ensure that particular shelter that you want to use at a certain date and time, $25 is a small price to pay. Wouldn't you agree, LeBron?
It's a very small fee compared to the other, you know, some other places in the surrounding areas. Yes.
Well, now, LeBron, one other thing I want to ask you about Mayo Park. With it being said that you're already booking up for 2023, if someone should so desire, if they want to make some bookings for 2024, you could do that for them as well, correct?
We really don't have like a limit on it. But I always tell people, the first come, first serve. We'll always say, you know, like the old saying, the early bird gets the worm. You know, a lot of people do that. So yes, that is definitely a possibility. But I can't stress enough, the sooner the better.
All right, we'll take a break from playing in person. It's a playing in person Tuesday morning. LeBron's got some news about things going on with athletics and also a free movie. Tell us more, LeBron.
Yes, Rob. As always, there's always something going on in the Parks and Recreation Department. If it's at Mayo Park, if it's with athletics, if it's, you know, something going on at the Kirby. But needless to say, we are showing a free movie this Friday night at the Kirby at 6:30. Again, yes, it is free. The movie we will be showing is the Abominable Snowman, but it's just called Abominable. Again, yes, it is free. We do accept monetary donations. So if you want to give 50 cents, $5, $2, $3, whatever your heart desire, just know you are giving back to a local charity. And the money does stay right here in the county. Again, that is this Friday night. Friday the 13th is this Friday night, Rob. So if you don't have no plans, just come on out and support the movie. Come on out and watch the movie. It starts promptly at 6:30.
I hadn't thought about it, but you are correct. This Friday is the 13th.
It definitely is Friday the 13th that comes out this Friday. Maybe that's why we're showing the movie The Abominable. but it's definitely going on at 6:30. We do have drinks, snacks, and popcorn. Drinks and snacks on sale. So come on out if you're not doing that this weekend on Friday night at 6:30 at the Kirby. Also, Rob, you know, a lot of people always say I have that New Year's resolutions, and a lot of New Year's resolutions is to start exercising or to start getting in fit or watching what they eat. So with that being said, we do have group fitness classes going on right now through the Parks and Recreation Department. If that's something you're interested in, give us a call at 597-1755 for more information to get signed up for. The instructor, I've seen him in action more than once, more than twice, and he's definitely a great instructor for the group fitness. He does make you feel, you know, make you feel comfortable. He doesn't try to push you. Everybody has their own, you know, levels. You know, you might be coming in as a beginner, then somebody else may be in there that's been doing it a while, but everybody does feel confident, does not make you feel uncomfortable. But needless to say, we do have group fitness going on right now, just to get your body moving, get your bones working. Give that a try. I guarantee you won't be disappointed in that. Something else we have going on, Rob, you know, believe it or not, yes, it's still the winter time, but the spring will be here before you know it. So with that being said, we have to get prepared for the upcoming baseball and softball season. So if you have a child between the ages of 4 and 12, that's interested in playing baseball or softball, please get them signed up between now and February the 3rd. That is registration going on for that right now. Again, between now and February the 3rd. Yes, I know basketball season is going on right now, but that's just how it, you know, it rolls. But believe it, before you know it, it definitely will be baseball and softball season. So please get signed up for that. A couple more things I want to talk about. We do have youth volleyball going on right now. Youth volleyball registration, I'm sorry, between the ages of 6 and 17. So if you're between the ages of 6 and 17, you have until February the 22nd. And if you're a little bit older, over the age of 18, we do have adult volleyball registration going on right now. And that doesn't start until January the 22nd, but you have a good month to sign up for that. But for all this information, you can find it on the web at PersonCountyNC.gov. Just click on the Parks and Rec portion of that. But if not, you know, just give us a call at 597-1755, and we'll be more than happy to ask answer questions. You can come by, pick up some flyers that we have, or just give us a call. Likewise with Mayo, give us a call at 597-7806.
LeBron, appreciate you coming out and sharing some good news this morning with us. And I hope you have a wonderful day.
Yes, Rob. You all listeners have a great day also.